Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Team Broadcasting.
Christopher Tracy. Usually I'm joined by the Honorable Deacon Aloysius, Forever Love, but he is not with us tonight. I hope he's okay. So typically what we do on a night like tonight is I will go through the topics and I will give you my takes on the topics, and then from there we will have a vibe, a dialogue. If anybody calls in, they can join in, but if not, we wrap the show up pretty quickly. But first let me do one thing. I'm gonna bring it all the way back. Tonight is an abbreviated show, an abbreviated edition of the Lonely Hearts Cafe. So, let us pop into the topics that we did get. Topic number one from Miami, Florida. Why do people remain in marriages when they aren't happy? The guy I like is married and will stay with his wife because of his daughter, which is beyond me. Because if you aren't happy, then why stay? The child won't make it better. I will say that I can understand both sides of this. I can understand leaving a marriage when you're unhappy, because typically, if you're in a marriage and you're unhappy, you get out. You live your life. and be happy with someone else. Be happy with yourself. You got to love yourself before you can love somebody else. But there's also a flip side of it where you sacrifice for your kids. For those of us, those of you guys just joining us, and good evening, Aloysius.
Hey, what it is.
What it is, what it is. So let me read the first topic again. It comes out of Miami. Why do people remain in marriages when they aren't happy? The guy I like is married and will stay with his wife because of his daughter, which is beyond me. Because if you aren't happy, then why stay? The child won't make it better. So, you know, I was just getting into that one a little bit. I understand both sides of it. You leave, you can leave and be happy with yourself, raise your child in a split household, and, you know, things can work out. Or there's the flip side of it that says, okay, I'm sacrificing for my child or my children, and I'm going to just be miserable in the relationship, but be there 24/7 for my child. Now, that's not always the most healthy situation for the child. What do you think about that, Aloysius?
I actually agree. I had to actually go through something similar to that. Even though we weren't married, we were in the same household. And for a while, I think I did stay with her just because I was saying, well, it's my daughter. And, you know, I did want to be around 24/7, but then I realized that the relationship became extremely volatile. So, you have to make plans, you know, and you really have to execute those plans and get out before it gets worse.
Mm.
In my situation, and like I said, I do understand both sides of it also, but you do have to have a healthy relationship with yourself where you just can't be going through that same shit day after day after day. Ooh, kind of hits home. Better without all the drama,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's what you have to really look at in the beginning anyway, being drama-free.
Can you ever see a situation where one might be inclined to stay? Because I really do agree with you after listening to you. I just imagine, you know, initially I said I can see both sides of it, but now I'm kind of siding with you and with the person who presented the question, because I can think it can get pretty miserable if you're trying to stay just for the kids. That's a long time.
It definitely, and it depends on the age of the child also, you know, because when my daughter was real little, I wanted her to be around her mom all the time. You know, so she had both extremes, and she would, you know, she would be able to understand it a little bit better as she got a little bit older. And that's, I think that's what I was waiting on, because I'm a firm believer that you tell a person, no matter, well, if they have, I gave her till six when she was about 6 years old. She was able to understand totally everything. So you give a person all the information that they'll need to, you know, to go on with a happy life. Well, to go on with a life in general, you know,
mm-hmm.
don't hold back. And so that was the best thing, you know, give her all the information. Like even with outside areas, even if, let's say, she had a sister that had a father that wasn't really her father. Let's say that.
Okay.
But he was around all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at a certain point, you have to say, well, that's not really your dad. That's not technically your blood father, basically. He might come around and do for you and all this other shit, but it's not true dad.
Yep.
You know, so you have to, you know, you really have to tell people the truth instead of them walking around living a lie all the time. That's what it basically boils down to. And if you're in a relationship that's really volatile, you're living a lie.
Okay, here's another question. Why do you think that some wives put their kids before their husband?
Why wives do it? I've seen situations where they, not necessarily, well, because they can always get another spouse. They can always get other children.
That's true.
Right.
Now, in a situation like that, does the woman love the man, or do you think she has one foot out the door?
Probably so. If not both feet, shit. And just give them lip service either way.
Yeah, yeah. Let's say good evening to Tiana. She's online. She's not on the phone, but she's online. She says good evening. So
hey,
you got to feel free to post comments, and we will read them and vibe that way. So, you know, do you think there's a certain age? Well, I guess it doesn't matter. If a woman has a child and she's... You hear that?
A little.
Is that somebody in there? I heard noises. I was just making sure it was okay. So, in a situation like that, I apologize for that. In a situation like that, do you think that there's a age where it matters? Or do you think that, hey, she's got kids and she wasn't necessarily in love with the man, so at any point, you know, she can be thinking about moving on?
At any point she'll be, you know, telling him to get his shit or throwing his shit outside and setting it on fire, basically. And we're at an age now that people really do that shit all the time, you know.
It only takes one outburst. That's true. I saw a headline today that talked about millennials are not getting married. Why do you think so many people are, maybe you count yourself in that category, but I'm not specifically targeting you or speaking towards you, but why do you think so many people these days, so many young adults or adults are saying, hey, I'm okay not getting married?
People are half-raised, first of all.
Oh, shit, yeah.
And it doesn't make sense to be with a childish person for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
Or an extremely selfish person. And I might be in the selfish category myself. But we're in an age where most guys, well, I'm not going to say most guys, but a lot of guys are raised in household with just women, and they take on a lot of feminine attributes, and vice versa. So you have the squeaky voice men all the time, and the women that want to be a little bit more hardcore. And that doesn't always work. Right, exactly. And it doesn't always work in a relationship, you know. And why would you continue in a relationship where the woman is trying to be the man and the man wants to be more of the woman? You know, I understand everybody having an equal role, but some people take it to the extreme, and that's what I've been seeing, you know, recently. Even with rap is the same way now, you know.
Music,
like, the men are a little bit more feminine, and the women are extremely hardcore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
Do you think that's evolution or just the problem necessarily with that?
I'm not going to say it's government propagated, basically. That's the way that society wants it to be. You know, when they start putting their foot down about how you discipline your children, that's where it all started. You know, a lot of people grew up where they got their asses whooped, but they were better people. You know, now that the government says, well, you can't really spank your kid, and the kid catches an attitude and does whatever the fuck they want to do, then, you know, hey, There you have it.
That's true. That's true. Okay, next topic. Would you marry or are you married to someone who initially cheated with their mate to date you? If this applies, do you worry that the same could happen to you? Not trying to judge anybody, just for conversation. Have you ever dated someone that you cheated to get, or they cheated on their mate to get, and you wanted a serious relationship with them?
That's kind of different. I've been the side person.
Yep.
You know what I mean? I've been the side dude a lot of different times, a lot of different occasions.
Guilty.
Do
you mind doing that? Is that something you could see yourself doing in the future, or was that something in the past?
You know, it happens a lot, seeing that a lot of people are at the end of certain relationships, and they're still, you know, they want to get out and figure out, you know, their next option. But as far as staying with a person for, you know, for an eternity's sake, I would say no.
People don't break
I'm
up.
I'm just...
People
exactly
don't break up. Don't. People migrate. People cheat, and then they migrate to another person and then hope that works out. If not, they have that crutch where they can go back to the other person.
Exactly. A lot of the my former relationships, I think I could go back to, you know, just for like a one-night stand or something like that, but it wouldn't be worth it.
You wouldn't be
probably. There are a couple that I would give another chance, or I'd give it a go or something like that, but it wouldn't be for a long period of time. And I'm pretty sure they would say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Mm-hmm. Callers, we had a caller from 813 area code, a caller from 786 code. Both of you all are on the line, so welcome to the Lonely Hearts Cafe. You all are welcome to participate and join the dialogue at any time. But what I'm going to do right now is I'm going to bring it back. Bring it back. Okay, I brought it back. Now we're back.
That gave me life.
Just had to hype it up a little bit. So we got 70.
I do appreciate it.
Is that Tiana or Teresa on the line? Maybe, I don't know. But callers, both of you, 813 and 786, you guys are welcome to participate as you desire. Okay, so okay, so we got through that one. So, you know, is there anyone that you were the side dude that you would have considered being the main dude, or would you have just left it in its place, left it where it was?
I'll leave it where the fuck it is, man, because I see the problems that they had, or, you know, the issues that her boyfriend or man was having with him, or husband in some particular instances,
mm-hmm,
were having with him after a certain amount of time, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck did I step into, you know? Like, this bitch is crazy, you know, so, yeah, I see it, and so I can't, you know, no, thank you. It's cool for a couple of grooves, but fuck that.
Mm-hmm. Now, one of the main topics for tonight. For the ladies that are on the line, please participate, because I don't know how well Aloysius and I can do with this question. But if you could you date a person? Okay, we could flip it around. Ladies can comment if it was a male, but Aloysius, I can comment, you know, if it was a female. Aloysius, can you be in love with a woman who has been with a woman in the past?
A woman that's been with a woman in the past?
Yep.
Yeah. Damn sure can. And invite her girlfriend over too. So.
Tiana,
the damn thing.
Tiana? Hello, hello, hello.
Hi, this is Vanessa.
Hello.
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 How are you?
I'm good. How are you? I've missed you a couple of weeks.
Yeah, welcome. Welcome. Glad to have you on the line.
Thank you.
Were there any
and
topics?
We miss you also.
Were there any
I
topics?
I wanted to comment on that question that you just asked. I don't think.
Which question?
The last question that you just asked. Because guys are more susceptible to girl-on-girl, whereas women, I can't see myself dating or being with a guy that I know has been with another guy. That's just nasty.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion. I wouldn't be able to look at him the same.
Oh, Boss Lady has just walked in. Your timing is perfect. Boss Lady, before you got married to me, could you see yourself dating a dude who had been with another dude?
Yeah.
And then she says, no one runs right out.
There you have it.
Thank you. This is good. Oh, she fixed me some soup, homemade, some bread, and some Kool-Aid. Baby, did you put any liquor in the Kool-Aid? Yeah, some white to make it right.
Is that really a good combination? Liquor and Kool-Aid, is that really a good combination?
Liquor and Kool-Aid? Or what'd you say?
Yeah. Is liquor and Kool-Aid a real good combination? Is this a query, I guess?
Health-wise or what?
No, it's just in general. Is it a good taste? I don't know. I've never tried that before. So.
I imagine it could be like a taste or two down from Wild Irish Rose or something like that.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
I don't know. You know, it's just spikes the punch. Caller from the 910 area code. You are on the Lonely Hearts Cafe. Caller, who do we have here? With the police background. Who is that? 910 area code.
Someone's having a boxing match. Oh, no. You have to mute that a little bit.
Okay, so we have caller from the 786 area code, 910, and we have Vanessa. Vanessa, any of the other topics that interest you? Like, you know.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question. What did you say?
Were there any other topics that interest you? Any of the tonight's topics?
Tonight's topics? Actually, I have... Is
anything going on in your world that you want the Honorable Deacon Aloysius Forever Love to discuss?
Not right now. Maybe in the next coming show. The shows I might have something. I'm just enjoying life right now. But I did have a comment, you know, on what you guys just said about the having a brain fart about being with someone when you were the side chick or dude, and then, you know, the person leaving the other person to be with you.
Yeah.
I haven't been in that particular situation being the other chick, but I have with my ex-husband, the one of the chicks that he cheated on me with, he ended up marrying. And every single week, there's some threat of him cheating again. Like, they're constantly fighting because she's you know, has that insecurity thinking that he's cheating, whether it's with me or with someone else. And I think it's because, you know, she was a side chick. She know, you know, what his behavior was. She found out after the fact that he was lying and, you know, making things out to be worse than they were. But, you know, being that she was in that situation, now she's the insecure one. Being left at home while he's out doing his thing. So I think once a cheat, always a cheat.
That's what I was going to ask Aloysius. Aloysius, do you believe once a cheat, always a cheat? I say no.
Probably not. They just haven't found the right person to be with.
I think it's value system.
But
when you find that person that you value, you, A, don't want to hurt that person, and B, you're going to value your time.
I have a question. What people that want to constantly get married all the time, they have like four or five different, you know, ex-husbands or ex-wives, and they continue to still get married.
You said something right there. Damn. Don't we know somebody that just did that? Do we have a common friend that just got married? No, we don't. I was talking to somebody else.
No, but
somebody that posed a question.
How many times did Joe get married? How many times did Joe get married before he died?
At least three.
Yeah.
At least three. As a matter of fact, when he passed away, one of his ex-wives hit me up and asked me how many times he had been married.
Mm-hmm.
And then she claims that he was married when he passed, and I didn't know that, but it would not have surprised me. Now, you
right.
may have heard through your mother. Do you know if he was married when he passed?
I don't know. No, she didn't. I really didn't talk to her about that part of it.
Okay.
It's just people that just want to get, they're looking for legal love, I guess. I don't know.
Okay, so Vanessa, you still here? We have a whole gang of callers.
Yep.
Let me tell you this situation. Follow me on this one. I told this one to boss lady earlier this evening. So here we go. Woman is the daughter of ministers. Her mother's a minister. Her father's a minister. She's a minister. Her husband's a minister. This is her second marriage. She wants out. One of the issues in the marriage, and as I'm hearing about this, I'm saying to myself, so what does it look like for a minister to be a two-time divorcee? Okay. Now, one of the issues is the parents, her parents had a ministry, and she... Her parents had a ministry, but when she got married, after a few years, the husband wanted to start his own ministry and, of course, wanted the wife to go with him. So she feels torn that she's left her parents' ministry. My question to her was, what's so different philosophically that you all can be sister churches or cooperate? My question I really wanted to say that would have been too harsh is, Why couldn't y'all stay under the parents' ministry and then eventually be successors or something like that? I don't know. But there are two issues there that I would like for you all to comment on. First, the serial marriages. So this would be a second marriage that ended. Do you all think that's a little bit tacky, particularly with her being a minister and her husband being a minister? Then the next part of it is, do you think that there should have been some compromise in their religious philosophies? Or, you know, if the husband has his own vision, does he have every right as a human being with the limited time on this earth to pursue his own vision? What say you?
Um, firstly, he should pursue whatever it is that he wants to. Like I said, there's only a limited moment under the sunshine. But the first issue is it shunned because you're single after being married and you just want to date, you know, someone, or you just have to be married if you're a preacher? I mean, I don't get that part. They're just as human as anybody else, you know. If they're trying to set an example, you know, set an example where you're going to be with a person for a lifetime, you know, but not necessarily be married to the wrong person and then wind up getting a divorce. And it does look a tad kinky, you know. And it does look like there may be some issues either on her side or on his side. Well, her side, obviously, if she's this is going on the third marriage now. That's just me. I don't know. Somebody's having a good conversation, I see.
I had to mute them again. I think it's the same one. I heard Teresa in the background, so I'm thinking that's Teresa.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I mean, does society shun a single preacher instead of you just have to be married if you're a preacher?
As a Protestant, yeah, but if you're Catholic, you're supposed to be single. Unless, you know, well, they need to allow their priestess to be intimate. Otherwise, they're going to be messing with little boys again.
The little boys, yeah. And that's sad to say, but, you know, that is reality all around the world and back again.
Mm-hmm. So, you tend to be shunned, and anybody can jump in, you guys that are online, and you tend to be shunned if you're not married because you are the caretaker of the flock, the shepherd of the flock of the ministry. The congregation wants that picture-perfect shepherd. They want the beautiful church wife. They want the kids, the family. They want that image. And the key word is image. Because it sure might not be reality.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of that going on. Just the image.
Do you think that
the thing is you should be happy, though, you know?
Yeah.
Do I think what?
I was going to ask you a polygamy question, but...
No, go ahead, right. Run your mouth.
Well, do you think that it's... you know, here's my thing. Do you think that pendulum of society's moral compass is swinging towards an acceptance of a person having more than one spouse or more than one significant other? I heard a great argument the other day. Let me hear you comment on that. And then, because I know you are one who also says or has said in the past, you know, one needs to be disciplined and be with who they're going to be with.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Tell me what you think about that.
And I haven't.
The consciousness is, the pendulum is swinging, or stay true to.
No, it's probably still this. It's still the same as far as that's concerned. I don't think they're going to go too far from that. You only see like the Mormons really promoting a lot of polygamy. So everybody else is being shot down as far as that's concerned. So over in Africa, it's just strange, but a bunch of different preachers are being caught with people's wives in hotels.
I saw that.
It's like,
I saw that video.
Yeah, it's like four or five different ones, you know, that have come out these past couple of weeks. But yeah, it's not really accepted anywhere else.
Now, let me ask you this. Okay, so I saw a video the other day where an African man was justifying it by saying this. in a world or society where you have women whose husbands or significant others are in jail, incarcerated, their husbands or significant others have died in war-torn countries, somebody has to take care of these women and these children.
Really? I guess if that's what they want to do, then. Yeah. But in reality, that's not what most guys want to do. No, they just
want
to fuck.
Most guys like the booty. Yep.
And that's it. You know, the kids might be there, what have you, but they just want to fuck. I mean, because they're not seeing the kids when they initially meet that person most of the time. You know, usually it's in a social setting where libation is being poured or
mm-hmm.
something to that effect. And that's all I think about. The music is playing, and, you know, it's like the song, the spell is being cast. You know, you're doing the exotic dance, and he's like, oh, I wonder how she is in bed. Or she's saying, I wonder how he is in bed. You know?
Exotic.
She's not thinking how many
erotic,
kids they have. Yeah. Then they go home and do the dance that has no name.
Have you been on any dates lately, the last couple weeks?
I tried to, but work interfered, sadly.
So did you cancel or stand her up?
I had to, nice little Asian girl, but it had to be postponed. And I had to put on my Superman cape and see what the fuck was going on, you know. But it won't happen again. I will shut my phone off the next time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, play it like I usually play it. I just happen to have my phone off for some dumbass reason.
Oh, I forgot
but
to tell you.
But apparently she wasn't worth, she wasn't as worth me staying and saying fuck work. I'll put it that way.
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, there is that temptation to take off work, be late for work, leave work early to spend time with someone. But there sure are a lot of people who are not worth that.
Mm-hmm.
So I forgot to tell you guys that this past weekend, Boss Lady and I went down to Miami. And while in Miami, I was invited over to Danny's. So I spent about a half hour with a frequent caller to the show, her mother, and her grandfather. It was really cool. Enjoyed myself. Great conversation. Great people. So I just wanted to give a shout out to Danny and the family. And I look forward to hanging out with them again. No, we did not go see 50 Shades of Grey.
I was about to ask.
Yep.
They he did not, and my mom is very sad about that.
Well, your mom was on her way to church.
Well, whatever.
I would have felt guilty bringing that up.
Hi, Aloysius.
Hello, baby cakes. How are you?
Fun in yourself.
Blessed Danny, that I'm talking to you now.
Danny, if your mother, if your
you
mother
know how
had
to make
thought,
you smile.
Danny, if your
always
mother had gone, if your mother had gone to the movies, would she have worn that dress, a skirt, or something else?
She would have worn pants.
Okay.
Why does she need to wear a skirt?
I'm just
dress?
Saying. I'm just saying.
She,
we want everything
might
wrapped
get hot
up nice
bothered.
And tight. Exactly. We want everything wrapped up nice and tight in 50 Shades of Grey.
Yep. She definitely would have worn pants.
Okay. Well, that was it was great. Meeting the family and enjoyed myself. So, Danny, pop back on.
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what do you think about the situation where we talked earlier tonight about a man who's beating who? What's going on? We talked earlier about a man wanting to stay with his wife for the kids, and that did not make any sense to Aloysius. He thought, you know, you leave and be happy. So you
that's
weigh
what
in on
I
that?
Think, too. Mm-hmm. I think that that's what you should do, because staying with the mother or your wife because you have a baby is just, to me, is just going to show the child that, you know, you just, you settle. Like, I mean, you could leave and be happy and go do great things, but you're going to stay and settle for a non-productive relationship, and then the girl is going to grow up and think that all relationships are BS because her mom and dad are in a BS relationship. So then that just makes the kid all screwed up. That's just my opinion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Yeah, it is. It's extremely true.
You want to eat?
You have to promote that. You have to promote that independence.
Let me
eat.
I'll let it.
Who's that? We hear somebody.
Somebody's asking someone, do they want something to eat?
No, okay, talking about my brother.
I'm sorry. I apologize. I thought I had on mute.
What's going on, Tiana? Tiana, who are you trying to feed?
Nobody.
Oh, what you trying to feed, girl?
Oh, Aloysius said, you trying to feed somebody some Cuda cat?
No. Papa upside down cake.
That's what they call it.
Mm-hmm.
So you turn it upside down.
You do it then.
Yep.
Cakes and pies.
Y'all are missing.
Pop it on the handstand.
I almost bit my tongue.
You almost bit more than that tongue. Okay, so here's an erotic question. How many of you all have ever gotten your freak on while being on the phone?
I have.
Mm-hmm. You ever had a man eat your coochie while you were on the phone?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Danny, you ever gotten your freak
have
on
I
while
ever
you were
on the phone? What?
Gotten your freak on while you're on.
To what? Like, as far as what? Like, I've done a few things, but.
Well, let's tell. Do tell. Don't hold back.
No, I mean, like, I've never gone all the way while on the phone. I think that, I don't think you can do that.
I
go halfway and drop the phone. Yeah, I can't go all the way.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
Well, how far have you gone?
Oral.
I'm listening.
That's I think to the point where it's like, you know what? I gotta hang up quick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, you don't stay in there for long. You stay in there for a few minutes.
The reason I'm asking is because I saw a video on social media of a female that performed oral for like 10 minutes while she was on the phone with her boyfriend. She was shining another dude up.
Look at this.
And then the man ejaculated too. Aloysius, you ever been with somebody else while on the phone?
Not myself personally, but they have been on the phone talking to, like their mom and grandmom and all type of people, you know. I was something awful back
Do you feel like you haven't done anything, like you're not doing anything if they're able to talk to all those people?
Oh, we're doing the most. And it's just at the particular time when the call comes in, you know, you slow it down a little bit and you become aggressive when they
are answering, you know, the person
oh.
back. And so it's no. that rush of your voice, you know, of their voice. It's like, hold on a minute, mama. You know, things like that. So I do strange things like that. I don't know where I get it from.
Well,
maybe it intrigues the sensual relationship, though. But go ahead.
I thought Tiana was about to say something.
Oh, yeah, well, I know I had an incident, like, last month where my friend of mine... Oh, hush. his ex had called, and, you know, I answered the phone, so I was going to give him the phone because, you know what I mean, I'm not that kind of female. I don't, you know, I said whatever. She interrupted my groove. He was on call, so I thought it was his job. So, and then she was just like, just put him on the phone. I was like, you know what? Let me let you tell you that he's busy. She said he didn't need to put him on the phone now. I said, all right, let me show her. I said, honey, hold on for a second. So what I did engage in some activities. Oh, yeah. I made sure I put my phone, like, in the middle of my chest so she can hear everything. It was kind of crazy. I told my sister about it, but I was like, you know what? I never had done that, but some people just don't get the hint. Like, move on.
So you guys weren't necessarily doing anything until she
persisted. Oh, no. We actually were, but then she kept calling. I thought, I mean, he was on call, so I thought it was a job. So, and normally he didn't answer the phone anyway, but it was just an it. Checking on him, and she was like, okay, put him on the phone. You know, I was about to hand the phone, and then she got her mouth sideways.
No, I think
it. Yeah, because he's Jamaican, and she was Caucasian, and her thing was, she, you know, first I had on speakerphone, she was like, is she black? I'm like, what in the heck? I'm like, what in the hell do I got to do with what color I am? You know, what race I am? What's the point?
All right.
So once I realized that, you know, she was Caucasian, I said, okay. I said, obviously, you know, she's prejudiced against your own race, but you know. And I told her, I said, well, honey, well, it was no racism issue because you're taking that black, you know what? So just hold on for a second. So we finished off, and she's on her hollering, how could you? That's not right. Like, whatever.
Mm-hmm. As you continue to finesse the pussy.
I sure did. I got all into it, and I forgot she was on the phone. Till I turned around, and she was just hollering, like she's on the phone. She's just yelling like crazy.
Do you know if they've gotten their freak on since then?
Huh?
Do you know if they've gotten their freak on since then?
Oh, no. Oh, it gives me issues. Oh, you know what? No, not with her, but no, it gives some issues, honey. I got a story. Y'all have to do it in 6 segments.
Wait, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something first. Would you mind if he was still fucking her?
Oh, damn right, I mind. I don't share.
Okay, so this is somebody that you consider yourself in a relationship with.
Well, this is the thing. I told you, you're going to need like 6 segments. This might last to July or August, honey, this topic, honey.
Well, spit it out. Shit.
Okay, I was engaged.
When?
And then if I wonder, oh, hush, come on. Who was that? I was engaged. Okay.
When?
There you go, when? Yes. I thought I was too, but okay.
No.
It was
no.
Like,
when? I'm saying.
Shut up. It was in March.
Like, have you been on the show?
Yeah, well, in March. I haven't been on show much. You know, I mean, I moved from Fayetteville and I relocated to Raleigh. And, it's a lot, you know. But,
I'm
I was engaged.
Fire your ass.
Yeah, take some notes. Okay. I was engaged, and this is the thing. In the course of, like, not doing my little private eye thing, I told you, I try to trust people until they give me a reason not to. And everything was good. Like, I got my ring and everything, you know, wedding date, wedding plan, you know, my bridesmaids, everybody get prepared to get their dresses and stuff. So the day that my dress came in, I had to go to Raleigh to try it on. And nothing from my fiance. So I'm like, what the hell going on? And then the following week later, he left me a voicemail that weekend. So I kept playing back the voicemail over and over again. I was like, okay, because someone had washed their hands in the bathroom, that's a child. Then I found out it was a woman from Charlotte. Then I found out it was somebody else, somebody else, somebody else, somebody else. It was like a total, like, you know, eight people she was supposed to be in a radio show at the same time as me. Yeah. Oh, y'all got quiet on me. I know y'all like, what?
You implied that bothers
you? Well, we're still listening.
And so.
Does it bother you?
No, it bothered me then. Because, you know, I was like, wow, even my family, I did tell my family the truth last weekend at my niece's birthday party that we wasn't getting married because I had relatives coming out of town, you know, buying and getting their dresses and stuff. We were meeting up this week. And I didn't tell nobody because I was like, I ain't know how to break it down. So I told him my mom and my dad was there, and I was glad because normally they don't be in the same place at the same time. So mom, my dad, my sister.
That.
Huh?
I was about to say.
So it didn't go. It could have went worse, but it didn't go too well.
Well,
and I had to tell them the truth.
Let me know when you're ready for me to start asking questions.
Yeah, and then he was just like, he said that he had a sex problem. He said, you know, this is the thing. He said he had a sex problem. He talked to all the women that have called. I call all the women, actually. And he told women, he's like, well, that's my fiance. And they said the same thing you guys said. When? Who?
Pause. Aloysius. Does it surprise you that Tiana called the other women?
No.
You know what? Stop.
You love to call a motherfucker.
Yes, she does. Trying to check somebody.
You know what? I call you guys.
So
I have a bad attitude.
So let's back this shit up. 2 months ago, there was a dude in Memphis that had the oil business and shit. Two or three months ago. Huh?
And I still talk to Mike, but like business wise, like I order hair crap for him.
You
know, I'm here.
I thought you weren't fucking with him on that level either.
No.
She said she was flying out there. She was flying out there and shit, and found out that he had another. He was married. So how
and you bought shit for some other dude?
This guy. I've been on him like been like years, and that thing is
been
that
fucking
I,
for
I,
years. Okay.
No, actually, I started. This sounds crazy. Hear me out. No, I know for years, honestly, we've been talking, you know, and I didn't have sex with him until then, until March.
Yeah,
so we, you know.
Because here's the
and,
thing, if they had sex years ago when they met, they wouldn't have been in this situation that they were in now. Because the shit
exactly.
would run its course.
And then, like, 2 days later, I got a ring.
Because you fine.
Yeah.
And you probably got some good pussy.
I sure do. Yeah.
And you do freaky
and things. But you know what? Sometimes that can be a disadvantage. It brings people shit. You know, like, I mean.
So that's the problem.
Granted, you're a good guy.
I'm going to tell you.
You know,
I'm
kind of gullible, too, though, huh?
No, I'm going to break it down like this. I need me some break it down things. Like Kevin Campbell, break it down. So here we go. Here's the deal. Tiana is fine. Tiana probably has some good pussy. She claims she got good pussy. She claims she got some good pussy. She's fine. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Why the fuck would anybody marry you?
Why not?
Because
it goes
you're
crazy
down,
as hell.
It goes
no, I'm
down
crazy. No, you know what? After this, you know, y'all, this issue, this thing right here, Mike was nothing. That was nothing. This
no,
right
no,
here,
no,
yeah,
no,
I went ballistic. Yeah, real talk.
I'm serious. There is no reason for a man to ever marry you.
Why?
Because it cannot get any better. It's best to date you, have you on the arm. By marrying you, the shit gets old.
I think you get crazier by the day, to tell you the truth.
Hey, you know what? This is what bothered me. The women was like, 400 pounds. Ain't gonna be funny. 400 pounds. Like,
huh?
Yeah, honey. They were like, 400 pounds. And I asked them, I was like, yo. Like, it's always you can hit that from the back.
What did you just say? Who was 400 pounds? You said 100?
The women. No, no, 400, honey.
Oh,
I was like, and that was someone told me, you know, and I was like, how can you only hit that is from the back? Because I'm like, whoo, that's out of bacon. Like, what?
What's that got to do with anything?
Yeah.
See, you focus on the wrong thing. So you
no, I was just
you went from a
this
situation
is what bothered
you found out this dude was cheating on you. Then you go through the shit of, like, why is he fucking with that? But he was fucking with six to seven more of them. That's
and then guess
point.
What? And it's before he knew me right. They was like, we've been going together for a year or 8 months, 9 months. I was like, okay, because, see, I was living in Selma at that time, and he was living in Chapel Hill. So, you know, it was like, okay, I'm like, what are you doing there? I'm here. You know what I'm saying? That's it. So it just gets me better. And on top of that, like, the women, most of them was Caucasian, and they was like, the number one thing was, is she black? Why are you messing with her? Why are you engaged to a black woman?
Y'all in North Carolina. Y'all in North Carolina.
I know, but you know, that really pissed me off. I was like, I was more ill-effect with him. Like, you're dealing with people. The cheating I had to come, you know, I had really, you know, it was bad. But the I'm like, dealing with women that are racist against your own kind. You know, when he found out he was in, I mean, this is how it went. The texts and the threats, like, you ain't nothing, nigger. Everything was, it won't N-I-G-G-A. It was nigger this, nigger, 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 nigger. You know, if you come to see nigger, you're going to be hanged, nigger. It was bad. And
what,
I was like, damn, listen. Well, one for me, because I told him, I said, look, honey, I want to do lynch your honey, because by the time you just start lynching here, you get shot in the head. So, and I was just like, it was just crazy. But we went and applied for our marriage license. It gets better. It gets worse.
Are you going to marry him?
Fuck no. Guess what? He has showed me a lot. You know, my mom told him last week, my daughter, she allowed you to do this. You know, I said, Mom, because I have changed. And Teresa can tell you, I have really changed, like, from I was years ago. You know what I mean? Because you could never get me to tie down, whatever. Never. And so my mom was, like, more hurt. She was like, I can't believe that somebody really do you like this. I said, Mom, I can't control what people do. You know what I'm saying? I was like, It happened. And their mom was like, you know, you got a man. I don't know what to call you. And I didn't want her to be, you know. Cause she...
Do you want to get married? Do you want to be married one day?
Yeah, but guess what?
Why? Why?
Yeah. Okay. Well, God gave
Why?
Me a vision here, but until then, no.
Why? Why?
I don't know. I want to. Because I don't want to be having sex and fornicating, you know, all the time.
Girl. Get over that white man philosophy.
I know, but you know what? I think I'm more content, like, the way I...
Tiana.
Huh? I'm here.
You are too fine to marry. Point blank. Period.
But you know what? Hey. I was sure. you know what?
At your age, you're too fine to marry.
Well, guess what? Honey, I'm not a spring chicken. I'm getting old.
That's the problem. So you would have to marry someone who's like in his late 40s or early 50s. Yep. Or
people have good stamina.
Or you can be a cougar. You can marry some young dude.
See, I can't do that cougar shit. I can't do it. My daughter 19.
Yeah. So that's the problem. You're too. Yeah. I mean, there's no need for a man in his 30s to marry you.
But hear me out. It gets good. I need your ocean. Hear me out real quick. I'm gonna stop.
Go ahead.
Okay. We applied for marriage license.
Yep.
And guess what?
Who's already married?
No. Thank you. Yes. The wife called me. I said, what the fuck? I said, hold up. I said, we went to the marriage office. I said, dude, you literally signed a government document 6 times. I said, it is registered in the county of Wake County. I said, you have signed this. We go online and pull it up. And I was like, you have not got a divorce? Yeah.
Tiana?
Got to be more careful. Yes.
Tiana, didn't I guess it? Christopher Tracy and Aloysius, we don't just wing this shit every Tuesday night.
Man.
I could have told you in the beginning he was already married.
Well, I ain't been on Top Show. I should be on Top Show then.
No, you're fine. You're fine. And you need a big hug, but I'm going to tell you one day. I'm going to tell you just like
this. I need a vacation.
You do need a vacation.
That's what gets you in trouble.
What the hell does I need to get in trouble?
But, oh, shit. But I'm going to tell you like
this. Because you know what?
We can pick this up next week.
I was like, my paper, huh?
We can pick this up next week. But I'm going to tell you just like this. You are perfect wifey material.
Well, I'm going to start wearing lipstick, eyeliner, mascara. And,
wifey, yes. Wife, not right now.
Shut up. So I'm talking wifey material. Did you hear that?
So next week we have to get into the definitions of wifey, wife, girlfriend, boo, and all that shit. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And tell Teresa stop running from the bros. Stop running from Aloysius and stop running from Christopher Tracy. Because we got some shit. You know, she didn't want to talk about her daughter no more. She didn't want to talk about great nothing no more.
Guess what? She's been with me. She's been consoling me because I went through, like, some past 3 weeks was kind of crazy. Like, literally, like I thought I would be in prison. Like, I literally told my father I'm about to kill somebody. Like, literally. Like, you know, I'm like, you put my, like, that's the cake. Like, you have me down here at the magistrate, I mean, down at the courthouse, and you signing documents. Something had to be wrong with you mentally. Like, dang, something wrong with me. What's wrong with you?
Nothing. We're going to have to get into all that. Start peeling the layers back. Y'all got to realize what's going on in the world today. Shit. 20 years ago, you were outcast if you were homosexual. Now, homosexuality is becoming the norm.
Exactly.
15 years ago, you couldn't smoke weed. Now, medical marijuana is legal in some states, in the District of Columbia, recreationally. And you can talk about weed all the time. You can talk about weed at the workplace. Just don't show up at work high. Shit's changing. Y'all got to evolve with it, too. So the fact that he was already married is not an issue for him. It's an issue for what he was trying to do. The question is...
It's a big issue.
The question is...
Because...
Now, the reason...
I'd have been married. We would have been married if it wasn't for me, because I kept putting off going. We was going to the magistrates and have a wedding in August in South Carolina, and so I kept putting it off. My daughter like, you ready? And my sister's like, you ready? I'm like, no, I'm gonna wait tomorrow. Like 3 weeks, I put it off because my something was telling me like, nah, you know, you gotta do some of the research, and so. Easter weekend, like, whatever, he tried to hand me this a fake divorce decree. And I'm looking at him like, dude, I used to work for the government. You want to hand me this? It don't have no court case on it, no docket number on it or nothing, no judge signature. I just took it and threw it at him. I was like, what the hell is this? I said, you're married. You still married? And I was like, you got a certified marriage license. I'm like, do you not know you get in trouble because you have signed those papers? And then...
So we're going to pick this up next week. We're going to pick this up next week because as Aloysius and I know, and some of the listeners know, you are the wrong motherfucker for someone to cross. So I'm sure you did some shit.
I sure did.
Okay. So we'll get into that next week. We're going to start talking about booze and wifeys and all that kind of stuff. We'll get into some of that next week. Why is my house phone ringing this late? Interesting.
Yeah,
fine. Okay, so yeah, we'll get into all that. Okay.
Okay.
Because we're going to help you realize what's going on. But yeah, you're right. You need a vacation, so just pick your destination and let us know where you plan to go. Because we could do a GoFundMe account.
GoFundMe account. Oh, wait a minute. What is going to be titled?
We'll explain the situation.
Oh my gosh, y'all is a mess.
Help Tiana get her groove back. Yep. Aloysius, you got anything? You got anything you want to say? Tiana, you say you want to say something in closing?
Yeah, pray for me. Pray for me, please.
Pray for you.
Yeah, we got you on that.
Yeah, give me your prayer.
Danny, do you want to say anything?
I just want to say good night.
Let me tell y'all. Good
night.
Danny is beautiful. Danny has a beautiful spirit, beautiful smile. Family's a lovely family. It was just great to spend time with your family when I was in Miami this past weekend. So thank you again.
Thank you for coming.
No problem, no problem. Aloysius?
It's from the Stone Cold Groove. Everyone find a positive place to be in and vibrate there. Remember us, and we will be praying for you guys.
Aloysius, you still coming to Alabama? You still coming to Alabama?
I am, yeah.
Okay. So,
Alabama next month.
Huh?
I'm like Alabama next month. Oh, I didn't interrupt you.
Well, we'll work it all out. Maybe we can do a show. Maybe we can do a show from there.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I can do it.
We'll do a show from there. Okay. Tiana, do you know what part of Alabama you're going to be in?
I'm going to, I think she's my sister in Troy.
You're going to Troy?
Yeah.
What's in Troy?
What's up?
My sister-in-law family. My brother is overseas, so I'm going with her to her family reunion.
Okay. Hey, Aloysius.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember those chicks that came to Selma that were cheerleaders? They were in this rap group, and they were the dancers for the rap group, and they were from Op. And we drove to Op, which is down by Troy. And went to the girls' houses. Do you remember that?
Oh, Lord.
It does sound familiar.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Does sound familiar.
Yeah. Back in the day.
What the adventures are. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. So, yeah. Shadow, it would be nice if you broke away. See, Troy is about 2 hours from Selma.
Really? Oh, cool. Just let me know.
Hour, 15 minutes, 2 hours. So you got to get permission from the in-laws to break away.
Who?
Let us know.
No, no, no,
no.
That's my sister-in-law. My brother.
We can host you. Yeah, we can host you.
I am King Single.
Not at that.
I hear that.
You almost missed married. Okay. Everybody, we thank you for joining the Lonely Hearts Cafe, and we look forward to connecting with you all next Tuesday. Stay tuned.
All right.
And stay safe. Great to have everybody on.
Peace. Have whole tendencies, you know. Yeah, they're gonna always, even in the back of their mind, they still have that whorish idea.
You're listening to Team Broadcasting.